KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you get ready for your spring home improvement projects. Gosh, we've waited so long for this weather to turn around again, and now it's starting to get warm. I can't wait to get outside. I'm sure you can't wait to get outside, Leslie. And you at home, if you've got a project you'd like to get done outside or inside, we'll make a special exception. We would love to help. Help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post that question at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, thanks in part to the pandemic, more people are taking on DIY projects around the home than ever before. And in fact, one study showed that of those that did a project last year, 84% are considering taking on an even tougher one this year. So we're going to share tips on a tool system that can help you get there with a reliable battering system that works on dozens of power and lawn and garden tools.
And we're going to look ahead to spring projects. Do you enjoy hanging out in your backyard, but maybe you're thinking you need a bit more privacy? You know, we all spent a lot of time out in the yard last year, so I think we've noticed that maybe the neighbors have their eyes on us as well. So we're going to share some landscaping tips to create private backyard hideaways.
And one type of plumbing pipe is very easy to work with, and it can save you lots of money. That is, as long as the mice don't get to it first. We're going to tell you how to keep mice away from PEX pipe.
But first, we're here to help you with the projects you want to get done, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're going to share expert tips to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So help yourself first. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Heading to the northwest of Montana, where Dave is on the line. He's got a question about ceiling countertops. Well, how can we help you?
I have granite countertops myself, and I've talked to the people that install granite countertops around here, and they all say it's a rock. It doesn't need to be sealed, and they have no product that they'll sell me. I guess maybe they want to come into my house and do it themselves, but...
My experience, and Leslie, you can share yours, but my experience has been that granite does, in fact, need to be sealed, especially when foods like coffee or tomato sauce or things like that get spilled on them, because they stain. They absorb the colors of those stains. And so the sealant's on the granite, yeah, it's stone, but it doesn't mean it's not going to absorb whatever falls upon it. So, yeah, I think it does need to be sealed. And, sure, there's do-it-yourself sealing products, and there's professional sealing products, but it's definitely a surface that has to be sealed.
And they are supposed to be resealed. And the lighter the color, the more often they are supposed to be sealed. Granite is a harder surface than marble, so requires, like, a different type of sealant and a different sort of type of frequency to sealing. I don't do my granite countertops as often as I should. I've had them in the house 16 years. I've probably sealed them 3 times. I think the recommendation is every 2 to 3 years. And I notice little spots where it does, you know, chip out or the things where the sealant's wearing. But Tom's right. If it's a lighter color, you need to make sure that it remains sealed constantly because oil and sauces and wine will stain the heck out of it if it's not sealed properly.
I think the secret is to choose a granite top that looks like oil and sauces and wine, and then you're kind of covered, right?
Yeah, yeah. So is there something, some kind of a product that you recommend that has a certain additive or a certain chemical makeup that would be best to use? Because, I mean, I'm not going to pay these guys a lot of money to come out every couple of years. I've had it done, oh, 2 or 3 times in the last 10 years, yeah. And... So it tells me that it does need to be done if they're coming out to my place to do it.
So there are a number of commercial products that are perfect for do-it-yourselfers. One is called Granite Gold. Product's been around a long time. I don't know if what you've been using, Leslie. Have you done this yourself? Have you hired somebody to do it?
I know. I have the company that, you know, installed the granite all those years ago come and do it. And they always reprimand me for not doing it to them.
Of course, because they need the work. But
right.
You can be the judge of that. There's a lot of consumer products that are available that would do a fine job, if nothing else, for maintaining it before having it professionally done. I don't think there's anything to be lost by doing it yourself. You know, you could pick up a bottle of Granite Gold for like $20-25 and probably do your whole tops.
Well, I'll look into that.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us. It's a good question. A lot of folks are confused by that, so we're happy to address it.
Now we're taking a call from Luann, who's dealing with a flooring issue. What's going on?
Well, I had a hallway carpet when I moved here, but my cat got sick.
Uh-oh.
And he started peeing, over the carpet.
Okay.
So I removed the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I washed the plywood floor, and then I painted it with kills.
Okay.
Which is supposed to kill the smell. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now my dog goes pee in one spot every night, and I'm going to have someone come in next week. They're putting down the, that plastic or whatever they put underneath, and I'm getting hardwood.
Okay. So you're kind of a glutton for punishment here. You keep improving the floors, and the pets keep ruining them on you. Here's what I would do. I would take up the old floor, and I would prime the subfloor again, just because this is the time to do that.
Okay.
I did it right the first time. I just think you should do it again, because this way, if there's anything left over from the pets, this will help to seal it in, and it won't be nearly as bad as if you didn't do it. So before that new floor goes down, I think it's a smart idea to prime the old floor again. I would use – Kills was a fine product. I would – if you had a choice, I would use the oil-based or the solvent-based version of that, because it comes latex and it comes solvent-based. The solvent-based is a little tougher and gives you a better seal than the water-based.
Well, to be honest, it was the oil base. I
oh,
didn't
good.
Know it.
Well, you made the right decision.
It was winter,
then.
And I'm putting it on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you have a problem with a pet like that, is to prime that surface, because it does get saturated, and it's the best way to seal it in permanently. So good luck with that project, Luann. And maybe we need to do a little work training the pets, right?
Oh, well, thank you two so very much.
You're welcome.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, because we're here to help you plan and save you money and spare you from all of the ordeals of snafus that happen along the way. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, did you DIY your way through the pandemic and ready to take on some tougher projects come spring? Well, it may then be time to upgrade your tools to do just that. We're going to share tips on a new battery system that works across dozens of lawn and garden as well as power tools next. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, taking care of a home, really, it's a combination of love, pride, and sometimes heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you the snafus.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Taking a local call from Steve in New York, who's dealing with a heating question. What's going on?
I used to have a steam heat system in my house with the old radiators.
Okay.
My house is probably from the 1890s, and I was thinking about the radiators that have been removed, and I've been heating with, like, just a direct vent heat system, you know, one of them gas wall units. And I was thinking about trying to put forced air in that house, but I have no way to get through the, you know, the bottom of the first floor or to, like, the second floor because I have, like, soap plates in the wall. I was wondering if you got any ideas what I can do for a heat system instead of putting steam back in here, because I'd like to put central air in the house, too.
Right, so you want to have a ducted system that where you can have heat
right.
And air. And you say that you used to have these steam radiators, but you took those out. That's kind of a shame, because steam radiators and steam heat in general is a pretty warm and wonderful way to heat a house.
Well, I still have the radiators downstairs, and I could put them back in. That was my other question, too. Should I just go back to the steam radiators and the steam boiler and just forget the air condition?
To restore the steam heating system, you would have the benefit of warm, moist, and comfortable heat in the winter. Your air conditioning system would be a separate ducted system. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can use a traditional ducting system, which would run in through your walls, or you say it's difficult because of the way the walls are constructed now. But in some cases, I know I have a house that's a little bit older than yours, and when I put in air conditioning, we were able to run them ducts in closets and places like that, so they weren't quite so obvious without going through the walls itself. But there's another system I'd like you to look into called Space Pack, spelled P-A-K, S-P-A-C-P-A-K.com, spacepack.com. This is a system that is a high-velocity, low-volume design. So the ducts of a Space Pack system are only like 3.5-inch or so tubes, and they can be inside wall and floor cavities very easily. You don't have to have the big ducts, and what they do is they move air through at a faster speed. That's why they're called high velocity, and they still do a great job of cooling the place. So that's another option for you in terms of getting air conditioning, but again, it's a separate system than the heating system that you have now. And of course, the third option is just to go with ducts all the way, and putting in a forced air system won't be as comfortable as the hot water, but it would be less expensive than two systems. But you're going to have to find a very talented HVAC contractor that understands this is an old historic home, and he can't just go tearing things wide open. He's got to be creative and strategic about how he gets the ducts into each place in the house.
Do you recommend a baseboard electric heat at all?
No, it will cost you an arm and a leg, especially in New York.
Yeah.
The very most expensive way to heat a house.
Okay, I thought the electric baseboard came down in price, but I guess I'm wrong on that.
It's not the baseboard that comes down in price. The equipment is cheap. It's electricity
that
costs you.
I thought they were cheaper to run today, but I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah. No. All right, Steve, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
You know, thanks in part to the pandemic, more people are taking on DIY projects around the house than ever before. And a recent study done by Axiom showed that of those that did a project in 2020, 84% are considering more difficult home improvement projects this year.
Yeah, so if that sounds like your household, you might be feeling like it's time to start investing in reliable tools to get those projects done. And that's why we want to talk with you a bit about the 20-volt line of HART tools that's available now at Walmart. You know, when you're considering power tools, it is really smart to select a line of tools that shares the same battery platform, because no matter which tool you use, the batteries are interchangeable.
So whether you need a drill, a saw, an impact driver, or a string trimmer, before you shop for the tool, choosing the best battery platform to power those tools means that you'll always have a convenient source of reliable power to get those jobs done.
Yeah, and that's what you'll find with the HART 20-volt system. HART's battery compatibility is the key here because it allows all your 20-volt batteries to work with all your 20-volt tools, and that includes power tools, lawn and garden, automotive, and even lifestyle products. And the batteries are basically what puts the power in power tools. They're compact, they're lightweight, they're powerful, and they're versatile enough to power HART's entire 20-volt collection of tools.
So before your next DIY project, check out the HART 20-volt system and the dozens of tools that they power. When it comes to DIY, HART powers your projects and your lifestyle. Now, HART tools are available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools, accessories, and DIY solutions for you to easily tackle any project.
Do it with HART. Learn more at harttools.com.
All right, heading out to Vegas. We've got Mary on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I can't believe how much money I'm spending on my house to maintain it.
Okay.
I would never get that out of a sales, or would I?
Well, it depends. What's going on right now that you're trying to deal with?
I need to put a new roof on my house.
Okay.
I was basically given the choice by a roofer of using ice and snow paper.
Mm-hmm.
The water and ice.
It's called ice and water shield. Uh-huh.
There was the 15-pound tar paper. That's no good. 30-pound tar paper.
Uh-huh.
Or rubber.
Okay. First of all, what kind of roof do you have? Is it, what kind of material?
It's Mexican tiles.
It's tiles, okay. And why are you getting a new roof? Have the tiles deteriorated?
They've been blowing off.
They've been blowing off. Okay. They've been blowing off in such numbers that replacing the roof is the only option. I know that there's more repair here than you want to. Because the reason I'm asking you these questions is I'm trying to make sure that the guy's not just selling you a roof that you really don't need. Because if the tiles are blowing off, then it sounds like they need repair. They may not need replacement. In terms of the question, it concerns me because the options that they're giving you, I'm sure they're attaching enormously different price tags associated with them, and all of them are not really that much difference in terms of what the cost would be. First of all, ice and water shield would be rare to use in an environment like Nevada because it's more common in the north, and what it does is it stops icicles from forming and well, it doesn't stop from forming. If icicles do form and you get a backup of melted snow going back up under the tile, then it will stop it from leaking into the house. But in your environment, that's pretty rare. Secondly, the difference between 30-pound felt and 15-pound felt is not very much in terms of expense. And that's just the tar paper that goes underneath the shingles. More to the point is, what kind of roof shingles are we going to put on this place? Are we going to put new tile back on, or are we going to go with like an asphalt shingle? And you can have asphalt shingles today that actually are styled to look like the tile that you had now, and if they're installed properly, they actually look pretty darn good. So those are the kinds of options that I would be concerned about.
Asphalt tiles?
No, asphalt shingles. That's a standard roof shingle, but if you look, there's a type of shingle called a dimensional shingle that looks a lot like the old ceramic tile that you're going to be removing. It has that same clay color to it, and the way it's built, it has an edge that creates like a shadow line that gives you the visual appearance of depth. That's another option for you. So I would start with this. First of all, reevaluate why you want to replace this roof. The fact that you've got roof tiles that are blowing off, those ought to be repairable, and it wouldn't necessarily call for a whole new roof. If you are going to replace the roof, then you have some different options, which would be more to the point of what's going to go on the sort of the top facing side and not what's underneath it. Because I don't think the expense of ice and water shield or 30-pound or 50-pound asphalt tar paper is going to make a big difference in the overall job that has to be done. It's mostly labor, and a small part of that is materials. So I would proceed by determining if you really want to tear off that whole tile roof, because in most cases, those tile roofs can last indefinitely if they're well maintained.
I understand. So you're saying that ice and water is not
typical for Las Vegas, yes. I mean, how much winter snow do you get?
Well, when it rains, I don't want it to leak.
The ice and water shield is not what stops the whole roof from leaking. Now, there are some cases, like in communities where hurricanes are common, like down, like say in Miami, where they cover the entire roof with ice and water shield. But in the other 99.9% of the country, ice and water shield is only used at the roof edge. And the design, it's designed to stop ice dams. The only reason they use it in communities like Miami is because if you were to have a hurricane that blew off large sections of your roof shingles, the house could remain watertight for some period of time and hopefully give you a chance to replace the roof before it starts to leak.
Okay, how about the rubber base?
Well, I'm not quite sure what kind of rubber roofing you're talking about. But typically rubber roofs are used on flat roofs, and I'm sure if you have a tile roof, it's not flat.
Oh, I want it waterproof.
Well, but a tile roof should be waterproof. The waterproofing is not in the underlayment as much as it's in the surface shingle that you choose. I would talk to some more roofers because I don't think you're getting the full opportunity here to understand the options. It sounds like they're trying to dazzle you with the details, Leslie, but I don't think she's getting the full scope here. So I would try to get some more estimates. All right, I hope that helps, and good luck with that project. If you have more questions, give us a call back.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair or your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Up next, 48% of home buyers are looking for this one item in a potential home purchase. We're going to tell you what it is when the Money Pit continues.
You live in the Money Pit.
Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money
private homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, if you guys need a little cash to take on some spring projects, you got one more week now to enter the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com. We partnered with the team at Bob Vila because, let's face it, Bob's been lending inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation, and the Money Pit podcast does help you create your best home ever. It's been a great fit for us, and we hope that through this experience, we're able to put in your hands one of five $500 Amazon gift cards to get your project done. So enter now at BobVila.com, the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover.
Now we've got Steve from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
A water heater. We got, you know, just a regular old-fashioned kind that they've made for years. It's, when we moved in 96, it was there, and we're still here. And this thing that's supposed to go out in 15 years is still working fine. But it's in a, you know, the downstairs is a complete second floor, basement style, underground with concrete walls. And I didn't want it to blow up or anything because I've even heard that they blow it through the roof, which in my case would be the living room door floor where my wife would be when I'd be popping up through the floor. Do I need to get in there and replace it and quit waiting on it to happen?
Well, first of all, is it a gas water heater or electric? What do you got?
Gas.
I think that that machine has served that home well for you and the prior owner. And if it was me, I would definitely upgrade it. I would replace it because why take a chance? It's of that age where it's probably going to leak at some point and you don't need that kind of a mess and emergency to deal with. So I would definitely recommend that you replace it. New water heaters today are more efficient too. You could also consider a tankless water heater if you chose. So you have options now.
We're not worried too much about the cost. We just wondered how long did these things last? Because I've only heard 15 years, and we just can't get over how long this was lasting.
I see the warranties on water heaters anywhere from, I think, 5, 10, or 15 years. So when you get a water heater that's 25, 26 years old, I think it's high time to replace it.
I know. Well, I thought maybe it might be a good one. If it's lasted this long, I'd be afraid to replace it. You know, the new one might not be as well. You know, no guarantees in life.
That's right, Steve. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us.
Well, enjoying a relaxing afternoon in your own backyard really is one of the best parts of being a homeowner. But have you ever felt that maybe your neighbors are getting an eyeful every single time you're out there? If you do feel that way, it's a good idea to create a more private area.
Yeah, and not only is it great for you, it adds value to your home because a new survey of real estate agents found that 48% of homebuyers are looking for homes with privacy hedges. And there's lots of very natural ways to do that with screening options that both look great and take you out of the public eye.
Yeah, and I think when homeowners think about privacy screening, they assume that you need a fence to get that project done. But there are a lot of natural ways that you can do that. And they do sometimes, I feel, a better job than a fence itself. Now, a line of evergreen trees or even arborvitae, they can provide year-round seclusion even better than a fence can because there's no municipal restrictions on how high that tree can grow. But if you were to put in a fence, they're going to tell you, oh, you can't go taller than 6 feet or whatever that village code is.
Yeah, and you got to get a permit, and you got to pay for the permit, and you got to get the inspection. So, yeah.
And then you get the ugly side.
That's right. You get the ugly side because you're required to have the good side face out. Luckily, trees don't have a bad side. They look great all the way around. You know, arborvitae is a good choice because it doesn't need pruning to keep its full shape from top to bottom, and it can handle a wide range of growing conditions. We recently replaced all our old hedges with a green giant arborvitae, and that variety we chose because it will not be eaten by deer. Our old bushes were getting decimated by deer, and boy, from the day we put them in, I see the deer walk up to them, and they're like, nah, I don't think so. They move on.
They're like, wait, what happened? This used to be our favorite spot to eat at. Now, you can also look into trees as an option, but if you've got power lines above your screen, you don't want to mess with trees that are so big that they'll end up growing into those wires. So you have to pay attention to their width at maturity. The spacing between the trunks when you plant them should equal mature width. While the ideal growing conditions vary by species, one thing about all these evergreens that they have in common is they love the sun. So you need to make sure that wherever they are in your yard, they get at least 6 hours of direct sunlight a day. And then you'll find that the foliage is going to remain full. It's going to keep the privacy intact. They're going to look beautifully green all year long.
Now, if you want to get a sense of privacy right away, select specimens that are at least 6 feet tall with green foliage and very moist root balls. They'll reach generally about 15 feet or more when they're mature, and they should be planted far enough apart so they'll be touching when they're fully grown. And trimming also helps determine what you plant. Now, if you want a natural wall of privacy, quickly go for the arborvitae over the evergreen trees. These can grow 1 to 2 feet each year, and they can be easily shaped into a nice, neat hedge, or they can be left to grow naturally to enjoy year-round.
Now we're heading to New Hampshire. Sarah's on the line. How can we help you?
I bought a seasonal home in Maine, so I can only be there 6 months out of the year because you need a ferry to get over there.
Oh, boy.
And I want to make sure I'm not getting mice during the year when I'm not there, the 6 months that I'm not
okay.
there.
All right.
So what's the best thing to do?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, don't store food where the mice can get to it. And that means, of course, not keeping things and ground level, making sure food is in sturdy containers if it is. If you have any small holes around the foundation perimeter, cracks in the foundation or space between the foundation and the siding, those are good to seal up. And you can do that just by sticking steel wool in the holes. Avoid creating nesting areas. So if you have like piles of firewood against the house or any kind of high brush, stuff like that is another reason for mice to kind of make themselves at home. And finally, I would put down some rodenticide, you know, some decon or a product like that, especially in the lower levels of the house. I don't know if you have a basement or a crawl space, but that's generally where the mice start. And then they will eat that and take it back to the nest, and that will take care of at least some of them. So I think it's just a process of good maintenance and not giving them an opportunity to have food there that they want to stay around longer for.
Well, unfortunately, the owner before me, all his wood is piled up underneath the porch, so I'm hoping that's not an attraction for them. And the other thing is he did insulate underneath the home, so I'm hoping that's a deterrent. I don't think they like the insulation. Is that correct?
No, actually, they love insulation. I've seen mice that will pull apart pieces of insulation to make a warm nest. Yeah, they're very energy efficient creatures. You know, they like their insulation. But I think it's good that they insulate the floor because it makes it much more comfortable for you. So those are the kinds of things. But I wouldn't worry about it unless you have a problem. And if it really gets bad, you can call a professional and they can deploy some additional tactics. Okay.
All righty. Well, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate your time.
All right. Enjoy that vacation home. Thanks for calling us.
I shall. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on because we'd love to lend you a hand in getting that project done. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, one type of plumbing pipe might save you money. Well, as long as the mice don't get to it first, we're going to tell you what that is next.
You live in a money pit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we know you love the Money Pit, and you're probably thinking, why can't I listen to it more? Well, you can, and you can listen when you want when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
You can subscribe right now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Mike in Louisiana is on the line with a question about concrete. What's happening to it?
I have a crack in my foundation, and I was wondering what would be the best way to stop it.
So is this a basement foundation or a crawl space foundation? What's it look like?
I have on the slab, but I don't have a basement, nothing. It's just a crack in the concrete goes pretty much all the way across on one end of the house.
Okay, so is it the floor, or do you see it from the outside? Where are we seeing this?
Just in the floor. I just see it in the floor. I don't see it on the side. I've looked at it twice on the outside, and I haven't seen it.
All right, so that might not be part of the foundation, because when you have a slab-on-grade house, the floor area itself is actually not part of the foundation. Only the perimeter is. So that's a pretty standard crack repair. What you want to do is go to a home center and pick up a Quikrete, Quikrete, epoxy-based or patching compound. And that is something that you can apply to the crack. There's a number of different types of this. Some of it comes in a tube that you can apply with a caulk gun, and others you mix up. But it has to be a patching material because otherwise it won't stick to the old concrete. And then what you do is clean out that crack, you apply the patch, let it dry, and you're good to go.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're building new or remodeling a home, one type of plumbing pipe has become very popular. In fact, more popular than any other over the last decade. And that's cross-linked polyethylene, and that's more commonly known as PEX. Now, PEX is flexible, so that makes it really easy to snake down through walls or floor cavities. You don't have to solder it together, which really makes it much safer to work with, and it's about 60% cheaper than copper plumbing. But there is a downside you've got to be aware of. Mice, for some reason, find this pipe super-duper delicious. It's like their favorite tasty treat, but that can lead to a lot of water damage.
Yeah, so if you have PEX water supply lines, just be aware that mice can chew through them and make sure you take quick steps to prevent a rodent infestation before it happens. We're not saying don't use it because there's a lot of really positive reasons to use it, but just be aware that that is a weakness. And if you do see any infestation, make sure you take care of it right away. We've got step-by-step tips on how to keep mice and rats away on our post titled How to Get Rid of Mice, and that's on moneypit.com. Just search for it.
Heading to Minnesota, where Beth is doing some work in the bathroom, and you want some toilet help. What's going on?
The water kept running into it, so I decided to install a new field valve and flapper. And I measured everything, and I followed the instructions, and I did solve the original problem, but now I developed a new one. When I flush it, the water goes into the bowl, okay, except now anything in the bowl goes to the top of the bowl almost to the rim. And then when the tank itself is filled, then the bowl goes down slowly and it flushes, but then it only leaves a little water in the bowl. So I called the manufacturer and talked to them. He said, well, try plunging it because it might be a clog. So I did that. I tried hot water and bleach to see if I could get that, if it is a clog. But nothing has worked. And I don't know what to do. I give up.
I mean, that's what happens typically in a clog, is it'll fill to the top and then the tank will fill and then it'll, you know, that suction force will just bring everything down.
Yeah. And the ones that are the trickiest to diagnose is when you have a partial clog where you have some water that's getting past, but not a lot. So I wonder if something is lodged in either the trap of the toilet or the line beyond that. And really the next step is to have a plumber come out and do a drain cleaning of that. I'll tell you a funny story about how this happened when my kids were younger. We had a toilet that was clogged in a downstairs bathroom, and I outside this bathroom we had a willow tree. And I knew that the willow tree roots used to get into the plumbing line, so I immediately assumed that was what it was. And I went outside and dug up my yard and found the pipe clean out, which was a couple of feet below the surface. And I snaked one way and snaked the other way, and I couldn't find any clog. So I thought, well, maybe it's between the pipe break and the toilet. So I decided to pull the toilet off. And don't you know that when I did that, I turned it over and noticed something blue in the bottom of the toilet. And, of course, you're not supposed to have anything blue in a ceramic toilet. It turned out to be a little toy telephone that one of my kids had dropped down there that was letting just enough water through to trick us. And so you never know what's going to be in there. And if you have a partial obstruction like that, that could explain for what's happening.
Okay. Well, the only thing I can do then is to get a plumber.
Yep. You don't want a carpenter, that's for sure. Beth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, are you interested in getting a whole house surge protector to protect your home from lightning strikes? Well, we're going to discuss some options when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you with your how-to projects, your DIY dilemmas. Give us a call with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com.
Janice reached out to us through Facebook. Now, Janice writes, I'm interested in getting a whole house surge protector that can help me avoid blackouts. What do I need to know beforehand?
Well, first of all, Janice, the surge protector itself is not going to necessarily help you avoid blackouts. What it will help you avoid is damaging appliances and wiring in your house, because the surge protector does just that. It interrupts any surge of electricity before the rest of the electronics can be damaged. Now, there's different levels of surge protectors. Generally, utility companies do have, you know, sort of industrial-sized surge protectors that can protect the wires going into your home. But in terms of inside the house, you can use a whole house surge protector, which gets installed in your main electrical panel or sometimes attaches to the top or side of it. Definitely not a DIY project, because if you know anything about the inside of electrical panels, even when the breakers are off, there's live wires coming in there, so don't do it yourself. But a whole house surge protector is one option. And then the second thing is to use a surge protector at the device itself. So surge protectors that protect, for example, your printers or your computers or your television sets, and those will protect those individual items. I had a situation here, not with me, but with a neighbor who got hit with a lightning strike, and it took out, I think, two air conditioners, her cable, and there was something else, and I was fine. But just by luck, by happenstance, she lost all of that stuff with a lightning strike that wasn't even visible. It must have happened. Nobody saw it, but it definitely fried everything in the process.
I mean, you remember, we had that storm, and I lost my dryer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So now it's like everything is on surge protectors in the house. It's like you just have to be careful, because you never know when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen.
Yeah, and if you want to protect yourself from blackouts, then you really need to have a whole house generator, and that's going to, you know, turn the power back on when the utility goes off.
Right, and that's a whole different question and project.
That's right.
All right, now we're going to take a question from Tyler, who says, is there a DIY solution for getting rid of ants, or do I need an exterminator?
Well, there are a lot of things you can do yourself, or try yourself, I think is the most important word. For example, borax. It's a very good insecticide for ants. You can sprinkle some borax around where they seem to be coming through and see if it has an effect. If you're looking for an even cheaper, less toxic solution for ants, you could find it in your local produce aisle, because a little bit of mint leaves will actually help to keep those ants away. And if you want a good over-the-counter pesticide, you could try taro. Now, if the ants are relentless and they keep coming again and again and again, you really need to turn to a pro. And you shouldn't be skittish about that, because the pesticides that are used today are much safer than the ones they had years ago. They're designed to work on a single insect that's bothering you and are very effective in making them go away for good. You know, I went through pretty much all of these steps not too long ago. I think it was last summer for my mom, because she was getting ants on her kitchen countertop. And, you know, we would clean them up, and then we would use, like, over-the-counter traps and, you know, use some borax and some this and some that. And we slowed them down, but they just kept coming. So ultimately I called an exterminator, and he put the right amount of material, which was a gel in this case, just where it needed. And we didn't see a single one for the rest of the year.
I mean, the good part is, though, if you're seeing the bugs, it means the warm weather in the spring is finally here.
That's right.
So let's be positive.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. And, hey, guys, we are so appreciative that you're doing just that. And we hope that we're bringing value to your home, value to you, and saving you some time and some stress as you take on these projects. These are fun things to do. These are stress relievers. These make your space better. And we are so pleased to be able to help you do just that. Remember, a couple of ways to reach out to us with those questions, of course, 888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions on moneypit.com or on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. That's all the time we have for today, though. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The latest round of stimulus payments could start hitting our bank accounts this weekend. It's just one slice of the nearly $2 trillion relief package President Biden signed this past week.
This is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation.
President Biden addressing the nation about the pandemic response, saying he's using every power of his office
to put us on a war footing to get the job done. Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it, a war footing.
In all, the United States has spent or committed to spend nearly $6 trillion to crush the coronavirus and to spur an economic recovery. Even when adjusted for inflation, that's more than the U.S. military spent in World War II. But with more than 530,000 Americans now having died of COVID-19, the death toll has exceeded U.S. combat deaths in all of the last century's wars combined. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, crediting everyday Americans for putting the country on a path to recovery from COVID-19.
McConnell says in 2020, Americans demonstrated
heroism, selflessness, ingenuity.
And despite big action by the government, including trillions in new spending, McConnell says it was largely everyday Americans who made the difference.
Neighbors looked out for neighbors, and small businesses shifted gears almost overnight. Children and parents have fought to adapt to extraordinary disruptions.
McConnell also notes most factors in the turnaround were already in place before President Biden was sworn in. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration says it's mindful of the privacy and civil liberties implications that could arise, and it has no plans to step up government surveillance of the Internet, even as foreign hackers increasingly take advantage of it. Don't forget to turn your clocks ahead 1 hour in most parts of the U.S. tonight. Daylight saving time this weekend. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A serving British police officer accused of the kidnap and murder of a woman in London makes his first court appearance.
Wayne Cousins is charged with kidnapping and killing 33-year-old Sarah Everard, who went missing while walking home from a friend's apartment in South London on the evening of March the 3rd. The case has sparked a national outcry, and the Metropolitan Police has expressed anger and shock. The one of its own was arrested for the crime. The aforesaid Cousins joined its ranks in 2018 and most recently served in the Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Command, an armed unit responsible for guarding London embassies and Parliament. Zaria Shackley, London.
The head of Germany's cybersecurity agency is warning IT system administrators to swiftly patch known holes in Microsoft Exchange servers or take those systems offline amid concerns of an imminent wave of ransomware attacks. Breaking news at townhall.com. President Biden met yesterday with leaders from Japan, India, and Australia. All of the quadrilateral security dialogue, also known as Quad, to continue cementing partnerships and building on the Trump administration's efforts to counter China's influence. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he hopes the Indo-Pacific group will create a different future amid the global pandemic and recession.
It is the Indo-Pacific that will now shape the destiny of our world in the 21st century. As four leaders of great liberal democracies in the Indo-Pacific, let our partnership be the enabler of peace, stability and prosperity, and to do so inclusively with the many nations of our region.
Meanwhile, the forum was started back in August 2007 by then-Japanese Prime Minister Abe Shinzo and is an informal strategic forum maintained by semi-regular summits, information exchanges and military drills between members. More at townhall.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Killark Powerhouse is a substation of Northern California Power Company located on Old Cow Creek near Whitmore. It was built to supply additional power to Keswick and Mountain Copper Company. And as a backup power plant for the Volta Powerhouse, it began generating power in 1904, operated 24 hours a day. On the grounds were the foreman's two-story stone house plus two other houses, a nine-bedroom clubhouse usually occupied by single men, a horse barn, and a dance hall upstairs and a swimming pool. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Heart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And oh man, spring is almost here, and I just cannot wait to get outside and take on some DIY projects that we've got planned. If you've got a DIY project that you've got planned, you may need some help getting it done. Whatever it is, outside or inside, we are here to help you create your best home ever. You can reach us by picking up the phone and calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. You leave your message there, we'll call you back when we're in the studio, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, now that we are moving towards the end of winter, have you taken a good look at your driveway and kind of checked out what winter's road rage has left behind? Spring is a great time to plan to repair or even replace your driveway. We'll share those options.
And are you dreaming of relaxing on your deck in the warm days ahead, but maybe your deck looks more like a nightmare? Well, we can fix that with tips for a deck makeover that you'll be able to get done for less than the average refund the IRS might be sending your way this spring in today's Tax Refund Project Tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
And the first day of spring is just ahead. It's March 20th. So we're going to get you ready with some room-by-room spring cleaning tips to make sure your home is spick and span.
But first, we want to know how we can help you create your best home ever. What are some of your spring home improvement plans? What are you working on? How can we help you get those done? How can we help you get those done right and create the space of your dreams?
Give us a call with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Head north to Ruth in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Ruth, what's going on? Tell us what's happening.
I have a dining room set that was custom made, and it's solid oak. It's like carved and curved, and it had six chairs, a buffet, and a china cabinet that was all solid oak and custom made.
Sounds beautiful.
And my husband, well, we had to move into a townhouse, and it's just too big.
Right.
And I really don't want to get rid of the table because it is so ornate and unique and solid. You know, I don't want to buy another table and, like, in 5 years have it be rickety and whatnot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know if I could refinish it. It's like a medium oak right now.
What color do you want it to be?
Like an off-white, maybe.
Okay. So right now it's stained oak, and you would prefer it to be like a white, like a sort of like a gray wash, gray-white, almost like a pickled kind of a color?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
But like a sheer where you can see the grain and not a solid paint.
That would be nice.
I mean, at this point, what you're going to have to do is remove the finish and the stain that's currently on the piece so that you can get to a raw wood surface that will accept the new stain. Because if you want to see the grain, it's going to be a semi-transparent or a solid-ish stain where you can still see the grain through, but it has more of a more saturated look to it. You know, depending on what type of finish is on there, you should generally use a chemical product. I know in Canada they're very specific about what's allowed and what's not, so you'll have to see what type of chemical stripping agent is available to you. It might be something that you brush on and then sort of scrape off. You know, I'm not really sure what the products are up there. If the finish isn't too thick or, you know, is more worn, you can probably sand it off. So there are ways that you can do so. And then once you're down to raw wood, you can then apply whichever stain and whatever color tone you like.
Yeah, it's going to be a project. It's a lot of work to take that wood table from a finished surface, finished stained surface like that down to the raw wood. I just did a project like this for a friend of mine, and his table was made out of pine, and it was a lot of work with a pine table, and it wasn't nearly as ornate as what you're talking about, but it was a heck of a lot of work. It's not just a matter of pulling the finish off. There's a lot of hand scraping and sanding, and you may need to use files or scrapers to get into the nooks and crannies. And then let's say you get the whole thing is done. It's clean as best you can get it. What I would suggest you do is turn it upside down, and I would definitely also sand a good section of the bottom of the table so that you can test the finishes that you want to use, because the fact that the table has had another finish on it is going to result in a very unique situation, because it will have already absorbed some of that old finish, and when you put the new finish on, it may not come out like as the same color as it shows like on the can or on the website when you chose it. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to sort of test it and make sure this is what you want before you commit yourself to doing the entire table, because after all that work, you don't want to end up with something you didn't expect.
I think it would probably take me 6 months to a year just to get the finish off, and because of all the nooks and crannies and curves and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a big job. Maybe it's, I mean, it might be one you want to hire out, or maybe it's a company, a furniture stripper you can take that to that has the tools and equipment to do it for you.
Yeah, I should see if I can find one of those. Yeah, I guess I could look on the internet and just see if there's one somewhere in the area. Thank you. I was hoping there would be something easier, you know, paint it on and wipe it off.
Yep.
But I guess not.
Well, those fine old pieces of furniture are worth saving if you can figure out a way to get it done, Ruth. So good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now we've got Jay on the line who's dealing with a chilly basement floor. Tell us about it. Nobody likes it, so let's give you a hand.
On the concrete floors in your basement, you are talking about how to keep them toasty warm.
Yep.
Because once that concrete gets cold, yeah, it's like an iceberg. They're not warming up.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, there's a product called DriCore, D-R-I-C-O-R-E, and it's a subfloor that puts some space between you and that cold concrete floor. It's a pretty inexpensive product. They come in panels that are about 2 foot square, roughly. They interconnect, and you lay them down, and then on top of the DriCore, you could use that floor if it's just as an unfinished floor, or you could put carpet, or which we really don't advise for basements,
right,
but it's good if you wanted to, or you could put hardwood, engineered hardwood or vinyl, or any type of product like that. And they have two versions of it. One of them has insulation built into it, so maybe a little bit warmer, and that's called DriCore Plus. So take a look at the DriCore website. It is D-R-I-C-O-R-E, and I think you'll find your solution right there. Jay, hope that tip warms up your floor space, and thank you so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
Well, now that we're moving towards the end of winter, have you taken a good look at your driveway? What's it looking like? You know, all of that salt, all of that sand, it can really, really cause a lot of wear and tear. And spring is the perfect time for replacements or repairs. Some of those are DIY projects. Some of them are not. We put together some tips to help you hire the best pro to get that job done and some tips on which materials are going to last the longest. That's all coming up after this. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And did you guys know that the Money Pit has a podcast? Well, we do, and we've been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, you can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Jeff in Iowa needs some help with a low-flow shower head. In true Seinfeld fashion, you're just not getting a good wash going?
No, I'm not. All right. My house is a 1978 ranch. We lived here about 10 years. I've always had good water, what I felt was reasonably good water pressure. Still has the original showers and shower heads in it, so I decided to upgrade everything to more eco-friendly stuff, replace the toilets, no problems. But the shower heads, I put these low-flow shower heads on, and it's like the water is just barely, I expected some decrease in performance, obviously, but the water is just like falling out of them. It's not spraying out like I would expect.
Is this just happening at one shower head, Jeff, or is it happening at several shower heads?
Two shower heads.
Two shower heads. Okay. So we can rule out any kind of blockage because it wouldn't be happening to both at the same time. Now, what kind of shower heads did you put in there? Can you tell me the brand?
Well, the first one was the Home Improvement Store brand shower head. The second one I've got is a water pick. It's not the highest end of, you know, I thought maybe I just went too cheap on the first one. So I went kind of middle of the road. Maybe, you know, I didn't know if I maybe needed to upgrade even more or just go back to the old shower head.
So when you install a low-flow shower head and you didn't have one before, you are correct in that you're going to get a reduction in the power of the shower that perhaps you were used to. Now, there should be an adequate amount of water. The fact that you're not feeling that means that maybe you don't have the right shower head. Or there's something wrong with the installation. I'd like to, for the purpose of this conversation, rule out the installation, rule out any clogging, although that is entirely possible, and you might want to take it off to look behind it to make sure that's the case. But what I would recommend is that you upgrade the shower head to a name brand like a Moen or perhaps a Delta, because these guys spend a lot of time and a lot of money engineering their shower heads so that they don't decrease performance when they save you water. And the other thing to look for is a certification called Water Sense. And it's sort of like Energy Star for appliances, but it's like measuring water efficiency for faucets and shower heads.
I will definitely give that a try because what I got going on now, it takes me so long to shower and get filled and rinsed off, I might as well use the high flow.
Not going
to
work, right?
Then in and out, you know, it takes so long. So, yeah, it's not doing the trick. I will look into the more expensive one and see what that does for me.
All right. Yeah, you can always take it back if that doesn't work. But take a look at the installation first just to be sure. Make sure you don't have any plumbing tape that, you know, got jammed in there or anything of that nature, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck with that project, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, asphalt driveways take a major beating from Mother Nature. Sun, moisture, and certainly this winter's freeze-thaw cycles, and all that weather combines to cause cracks and deteriorate the asphalt binders that hold your driveway together. That's why it's really important to repair those driveway cracks or potholes and apply driveway sealant on a regular basis to protect it. But if you've done that, or maybe you should have done that, now it seems like that driveway is ready for replacement, there are a few things you need to know before you call in a pro.
First, you need to know what you're buying. Aside from driveway sealing, which is a very thin coating of asphalt sealer that's applied, there are two ways to redo a driveway. First, a pro can add a layer to what you already have, or they can completely tear out the driveway and start from scratch. Now, if the driveway is just worn, but it doesn't have big potholes or cracks, a top coat could be an option. Now, if the driveway is in really bad shape, adding a top coat is not going to change that, and the new asphalt will likely sag and crack very quickly.
Yeah, now for a driveway replacement, the most important thing is the preparation of the base. Once that old asphalt is removed, a new gravel base, typically about 6 inches, should be installed and then rolled, like think about a big 3,000-pound roller, until it's almost as solid as a finished road itself.
Another reason it's not a DIY project, by the
way. Yeah, for sure. I'm like, where do you even get that roller? It's amazing. It's like you need a huge tool there to make that gravel nice and flat. So, I mean, if you do that part well, you can actually expect that your new driveway is going to look the way it is on the first day it goes down for a lot of years. It's also important that that driveway be sloped so you get proper drainage. Nothing is going to wear a driveway out faster than puddling water. So you got to make sure you're moving the water away correctly.
Lastly, it's important to choose the right type of asphalt. Yes, there are several types of asphalt. Who knew? And some have more aggregate or stone in it than others and wear better. Now, you don't want to put an asphalt coating down that's too sandy because that driveway won't be very strong and you'll have problems in as little as a couple of years. You want to put one down that's got more aggregate. That's going to last 10 years or more. That sandy asphalt, sometimes people want it because it has a smoother appearance, but it just doesn't last. So don't do it. Always choose a mix with more gravel for durability.
Cheryl in Wisconsin has a question about heating. How can we help you stay toasty?
I have a large area downstairs. It's about one-third. It's 11 by 36 feet, and about one-third of that we use for a dining and kitchen area, mainly when we have company. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking to heat that whole area, just the area where we eat. And I was wondering if one of those oscillating space heaters would be a good idea, one of the taller ones.
Well, look, here's the thing. I think your question is about efficiency. And most space heaters are not very efficient. They're only efficient if you're going to do what you're doing, which is that is to isolate the heat to just one very narrow space of the house. But this is a big area, you know, if it's 30-something feet long. It might be hard to do that. It's different if it's like one individual bedroom or something of that nature. But I will say that generally speaking, they're more expensive to run than your heating system on a BTU, but to BTU basis. In other words, comparing the cost to create a BTU in your main heating system versus the space heater. What kind of heat do you have? What kind of fuel do you use?
Natural gas.
Yeah. Natural gas is always going to be less expensive than electric space heaters. But if you've got an area that's a little bit chilly, you want to just supplement it on a limited basis, like just when you're using that room for company or dining, I think it's okay. But there's just not very much that's efficient about the use of a space heater.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, right close to the table in the area where we eat.
Yeah, but only in those limited circumstances when you're using that area do you want to use the space heater. Then you'll keep the heat down the rest of the time.
Actually, you know, our basement is still cold. When we have company, we really crank up the heat, and the basement is still really cold. You know, we live in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so even when the heat's up, it's chilly.
Yes.
So if you're just using it on a temporary basis to supplement it only when you're down there eating, then I think it's probably okay. But I think your original question is it efficient? No, it's just not.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Good luck with that project, Cheryl. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
John's on the line, and he's dealing with a mold situation. Tell us what's going on.
I have a mold problem around my shower door. I bought the house 2 years ago. I stripped all the caulking out when I had the mold problem. I've put caulking in with a nationally known brand. I even used like a saran wrap type thing on my finger to eliminate any contamination. Before I did that, I cleaned it. I stripped it out with a plastic scraper. I also used mineral spirits to clean it out. I put it in, and I still have problems with it. I'm just at my wit's end here. I run the humidity in my basement between 40 and 50%. I leave the shower door open. I even shut the furnace vent off in there to try and keep it so it doesn't have a breeding of bacteria or anything or mold in that. You got to tell me what I need to do. I don't know if I have an off-spec caulking that I use, which is nationally known, or if I have an off-spec aluminum frame and door that causes the mold. I have no idea.
Well, look, you're going to get mold when you have moisture and organic material, and in a shower, that organic material can be soap and dirt and that sort of thing. So you're doing the right thing, but let's just back it up and try it again here. You want to remove the old caulk. You mentioned mineral spirits. I usually recommend a bleach and water solution because this is a mildicide that kills anything that's stuck behind. After you get that all dried out, cleaned out really, really well, then you can apply a caulk with mildicide. I would use a caulk that has microban in it. DAP caulks are available with microban, and it's a good antimicrobial additive that will not grow mold. Then the other thing I would do is I would also make sure that you have, obviously, have a bath exhaust fan, and that you have an exhaust fan that's hooked up to a humidistat, which takes, you know, it takes sort of you and anyone else that's using that bathroom out of the equation. If it's on the humidistat, it's automatically going to kick on when the humidity gets high enough to cause mold problems, and it will stay on for some number of minutes when that humidity goes down to make sure the room is thoroughly vented out. That's the best way to handle that, and I think if you do those steps, you will find success.
Hey, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair or a major home improvement project. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT so we can lend a hand. Well, a deck do-over can refresh and rejuvenate a family's favorite hangout spot. So we're going to share some tips on how you can get that done for less than the average refund the IRS might be sending your way in today's tax refund project tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, owning a money pit, we know, guys, it really is a combination of love and pride, and sometimes you're just so terrified because you have no idea what's going on. We get it. That's being a homeowner. But nobody knows a money pit better than us, and we can help you make smart decisions and create your best home ever.
Reach out with your home improvement and decor questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Now we've got Charlene in Tennessee with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
Well, we built our house in 2006, and we purchased from the mill solid oak hardwood planks, you know, that we were going to put down for flooring. And it's 6 inches wide, tongue and groove. Underneath that, we put, my husband thinks it's called Advantic. It was a 50-year warranty, and the mill told us between that and the tongue and groove solid oak to put 6 mil of plastic.
All right, so what's the problem we're trying to solve here?
The problem that we're solving is in a few areas, one which is mainly the bath and the other is the kitchen, there's a squeaking noise. It's like you can't sneak in that area. It'll make that noise.
So when you go on a diet, your husband can hear you when you try to sneak into the kitchen to get to the refrigerator, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so look, this has little to do with what is underneath the floor and more to do with just sort of normal wear and tear and expansion and contraction. The reason those boards are squeaking is because they're moving. And so what you need to do is to tighten them up. Now, since it's a finished floor, you can't just go willy-nilly throwing nails and screws into it. You've got to be a little more strategic. So what you want to do is find the place where there's a floor joist underneath, and you can do that with a stud finder. And once you identify that spot, you drill small holes through the floor, and you use what's called a trim screw, which is only a little bit bigger than a finish nail. You screw through the finished floor into the floor joist, and that will pull that floor down and make it tighter and reduce the amount of movement that it's capable of, and that's what's going to quiet down your squeak. A little harder to do when it's a finished floor, but that's the way to do it.
Okay. It sounds like it might be an easy fix.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, it is tax season just about. I mean, we got a little bit longer before you got to mail in those checks. And then what happens after that? You get a refund. And it turns out that the average refund that Americans are going to get is about $2,800. And guess what? That's enough money to do a whole bunch of home improvement projects. So we partnered up with Hart Tools, which you'll find exclusively at Walmart, to create a series called the Tax Refund Project Tips. We're always up for helping you spend that money efficiently. And today we're going to talk about a deck redo. If yours is looking a little shaky, a little rough, maybe a deck do-over can refinish and rejuvenate that family space and have it looking just great for the season ahead. Here's what you need to know.
Yeah, you know, first of all, take a good look at it, because over time, your deck, when it's exposed to the elements, especially if it's a wood deck, really can just be worse for the wear. So depending on the amount of wear and damage, the solution just simply could be to clean, refinish, repair, maybe replace a few parts. But if your deck is needing a little bit more of TLC or some more serious attention, we've got five ways to help you restore your deck to a safe, sound, and beautiful state.
Now, first, we want you to do this, a deck safety check. There is no sense renovating a deck that's in need of structural attention. A good deck check is going to examine the ledger, which is where the deck attaches to the house and detaches from the house, by the way, if it is in bad shape, which is very dangerous, as well as the hardware, the framing, the railings, and the footers. And any repairs that are needed need to be the first priority on your list.
Yeah, next you want to clean the deck. So a dirty deck, it could be covered by moss, mildew, algae. I mean, it's going to look horrible, but they actually can be hiding some areas that could need a repair. So deck cleaning, it's an easy DIY project with a good deck wash and a pressure washer. You just have to be careful to keep that pressure setting, you know, at a lower level so that it doesn't damage the deck surface itself.
Now, you also want to repair any cracked deck boards. This is one of our favorite tricks of the trade. Wood deck boards take a lot of abuse from the sun and the wind. In the rain, and they often will crack or splinter. The fix, though, is easy. Here's what you need to do. You pry off the old deck board, and then you turn it over, upside down, because the back of the deck board hasn't been exposed to the weather, and chances are it will be in near-perfect condition, regardless of its age, and it can be reattached. And likewise, you want to check those railings for any loose sections and repair or replace them as needed.
Yeah, and for the finishing touch, you restain that deck. For this project, you want to be sure to use solid color exterior stain. A lot of people prefer to use that semi-transparent stain because they're afraid that a solid stain is going to look too much like paint. Yeah, but it doesn't. That grain is still going to show through, and that stain will last far longer because solid stain contains more pigment than the semi-transparent version.
Yeah, and finally, if you found that your deck framing is structurally sound, but the floorboards or railing are so badly worn and cracked and twisted, there's just no saving them, you can remove those old boards and replace them with composite decking and railing. Composite decking is widely available. It's beautiful. It can take the weather better than any type of wood decking or railing. It's what we call a deck over.
And that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. You can learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find step-by-step plans for dozens of fun projects.
Yeah, including several that will help you really enjoy your outdoor spaces this season, like a porch swing, a raised garden bed, a grill part, and even the complete step-by-step plan to build your very own giant Jenga game set. Check it out at harttools.com. Jenga is so much fun, especially when you make a really big set.
It's a fun game to play outside in the yard.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions. We would love to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Up next, not sure where to start on your spring cleaning list? Well, the first day of spring is March 20th, so we're going to get you ready with room-by-room spring cleaning tips to make sure your home is spick and span after this.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at Lutron.com/moneypit. That's Lutron.com/moneypit.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Are you ready to take on a DIY project this spring, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. Enter now at BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards for your next home renovation project.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? What do you need help with? Is it a renovation, a repair, a decor project? Well, the Money Pit Podcast can help. We share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
You can subscribe right now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Doug in Illinois is dealing with some water under a deck. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I'm interested in like a roof or a water drainage system up underneath my deck. I have a 16 by 40 deck, and I saw somewhere on TV that they have some sort of a system that goes up in between the joists. I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
Yeah, is this like a second floor deck, and you guys sit under it or something?
Yeah, there's a full lower level under the deck, yes.
Well, those are called deck drainage systems, and there's lots and lots and lots of different manufacturers of it. There's deck drain, there's dry snap.
Yeah, there's something called underdeck that seems to be a Depot product.
Trex has one that's called Rain Escape. So these are all deck drainage systems. I don't know enough about them to give you a recommendation of one or over the other, but that's what you want is a deck drainage system. They basically, as you say, they fit between the joists or they fit under the deck. They're designed to collect the water and then run it to some sort of a traditional gutter and get it away from the house so that you could have some living space underneath that deck and not have the rain falling on your head.
Absolutely. That's what I'm looking for. Did you say something about Home Depot?
Yeah, Depot has a product called Underdeck, which is basically like I guess you could call it like an under-joist gutter system, and it sort of pieces together. It's like modular.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, I sure will check there.
Well, have you been feeling the itch to give your house a really good once-over cleaning that comes with spring? It's time, and we've got some do's and don'ts to make that go more smoothly.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about that often overlooked upholstery. You can rent an upholstery cleaning machine, but do not do anything without testing a small patch first. This way you're going to avoid any surprises. Now, for pillows, most of them you can remove the slipcover. Maybe they can be machine washed or dry cleaned. You know, you take the inside, the pillow itself, put it outside, let it fill up with air and sort of freshen itself out. That's a great way to start.
Now, for windows, don't clean them when the sun is shining. Why, you say? Because the sun actually causes the cleaner to evaporate a lot more quickly, and that leaves streaks and a dull residue.
Mm-hmm. If you've got a ceiling fan, make that cleaning easier by dusting the blades once a season with a U-shaped brush. Now, after washing the blades, don't forget to dry them because wet blades are just going to attract more dust.
And while you're up there, don't forget to reverse the spin of the blades so all of that cool air that you're generating with your air conditioning system lifts up throughout the entire house. If you'd like some more quick spring cleaning tips, check out our resource guide at moneypit.com.
And North Dakota, you're on the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I am living in a house that is over 100 years old, and it has an open staircase. The problem is that there is a bedroom that is above the staircase and adjoins it at the top. And part of that bedroom is cantilevered partially and then totally over the open staircase. And I have a big crack that's developing on an open area. And that area is cantilevered out about 6 feet from a load supporting wall. And I don't know if I can just patch it or if I need to put a support beam or jack or something underneath it, because this area is getting pretty worrisome. I've got two cracks that are about 3/8 of an inch and pretty long.
So, Ann, are these new cracks or has it always been cracked?
It's always been cracked, but it's been a hairline for many years.
Oh, boy.
And then we had a massive flood.
How long ago was the flood?
That was in 97. And then the ground has been shifting ever since. Since that flood, the cracks have gotten bigger.
When we have cracks in walls and foundations and things like that, we always like to determine if they're active or inactive, because, frankly, all homes have cracks. If you tell me that over the last 20 or so years that this crack has opened from a hairline to 3/8 of an inch, it might be active. I'm not actually convinced of that yet, but I am concerned enough to tell you that you probably should have it looked at by an expert. What I'd like you to do is go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, ASHI.com. And find a home inspector in your area. There's a zip code sorting tool there that's a member of ASHI. And talk to two or three of them and find one that specializes in structural issues like this and have them look at it and see if we can determine, based on that inspection, whether or not this is an active ongoing situation or just a crack in an old plaster wall that needs to be fixed. It's not unusual for old homes to have lots of cracks in them, and especially around a staircase, because just the way homes were framed back then is different than they would be today. And so that's not an uncommon area for cracks to develop. But I think we need to determine for your own sort of sanity, if nothing else, whether or not this is active and ongoing or something that's really just historical. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
All right, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it's almost officially spring, you guys, so what are you working on? Whatever it is, whatever it's a home improvement project, a design project, a decor project, gardening, whatever you're working on, let us help you out. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, even though spring is super close, we're still going to have some chilly days. Maybe you've got those chilly spots around the house, or you're trying desperately to use an outdoor space or a three-season room. Well, we're going to help you figure out what type of space heater can help you enjoy that spot in your home before it's really super warm out. So stick around.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com, here to help you tackle your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas, and create your best home ever.
Barry in Texas posted a question about generators on our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. Now, Barry wrote, with all the ice and snow and outages we had this winter in Chicago and spring storms on the forecast, I'm wondering if I should put in a backup generator. What are my options, and will it add to my home's value?
You know, Barry, I think that given the fact that electricity has unfortunately become somewhat less reliable because of the aging infrastructure.
And the demand.
I think a backup generator, especially now post-COVID, when we get past this, when vaccines are very common, I think we're still going to be spending a lot more time than we have in the past. And I think it's a really smart thing to do. I do think it'll give you a good return on investment. In fact, I think Consumer Reports says, what was it, Leslie, 3% to 5% increase in your home value?
Yeah, it's 3% to 5%, which is amazing because, I mean, it's something I would look for in searching for a new home because I have one. I know the value of it, and I certainly hope that my next home would have one. And if it doesn't, I'm putting one in.
Oh, yeah, me too. Absolutely. Once you have one, you don't want to go back. It's like having a garbage disposer. Once you buy one, you never want to have half a house that doesn't have one. If you've got gas going into the house, that's what's going to be key for you because natural gas generators are really the best. They require, you know, no maintenance of the fuel. You could only run a portable one on gasoline, but your only other gas option is propane, and that becomes expensive. So if you've got natural gas connection, definitely go for it. Get a whole house generator. You won't be disappointed. Well, if you're a renter and you're suffering with a cold and drafty apartment, picking up a space heater might be a great solution to get rid of those goosebumps. Leslie explains how to choose the best one for your space in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of things to know when you're picking out a space heater. First of all, there's basically two different types of heaters out there, radiant and convection, and they work very differently from one another. Now, radiant heaters warm objects, and that includes you, by radiating heat as their name implies. Convection heaters, on the other hand, warm the air in a room and eventually warm the entire room, provided you buy one that's appropriately sized for the size of room that you have. Now, there's different types and styles for both types of space heaters, ranging from tabletop radiant heaters to larger freestanding convection heaters that can warm an entire space. Next, you've got to consider price, including not only the price to buy the space heater, but more importantly, the price of running it. Now, space heaters can cost as low as $30 and go up to well over $100, but if you're paying for your own electricity and you use that heater for an average of 6 to 8 hours per day, it's probably going to add about $10 to $20 per month to your electric bill. And that's why it's super smart to choose the right sized heater. Too small, you're still going to be cold. Too big, you're going to be paying way more money for energy than you need to. Now, lastly, let's talk about safety. You want to make sure that you buy a space heater that includes a sensor, which will trigger the unit to shut down if it starts to overheat. There are also freestanding models with a switch that shuts off the heater if it tips over, which is always a possibility. I mean, people have pets, people have kids, cats get very curious, things get knocked over. So that's an excellent safety feature. And here, this is super important. Never, never, never use an extension cord for a space heater or even a power strip. Now, space heaters use a lot of electricity, and if that extension cord or power strip isn't rated properly, they can and they will catch on fire. So you got to be safe here. We want you to be warm, but we want you to be alive.
Excellent advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show coming up next time on the program. You know, before we had walls made of drywall, we had walls made of plaster. Now, many of us have walls made of plaster cracks. We're going to tell you how to fix those plaster flaws once and for all on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.